Hello, everyone. My name is Luke Flintram, and you are listening to Inside Luke's Corner. On the line, we have the Director of Broadcasting for the Wheeling Nailers, DJ Abishelli. How are you doing?
Luke, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm honored.
You're welcome. What college did you attend to receive your broadcasting degree? Also, tell us what the college is like.
So I went to a small school called the New England School of Communications. It's located in Bangor, Maine, and it's on the same campus as Husson College, which is a larger school. It's a D3 school for its sports. But NESCOM, the school that I went to, is strictly focused on communications. And that was a place that I applied to. I took a tour of my senior year of high school, and everything in the school was hands-on. Like, you were diving in right away. I'll never forget my first ever college homework assignment was to record a 30-second radio commercial. So seeing all of that, I knew it was going to be a perfect fit for me. I was able to get on the radio doing play-by-play my freshman year. I was also hosting some radio shows, so it was a really good fit. And just the hands-on aspect of it, the fact that you weren't just sitting in a classroom all day and you were really learning what it was like to work in the field, it was the reason that I wanted to go there. And I ultimately did go there, and I got my associate's degree from there.
Where did you hear about the career, even though you've been in it for years?
So early on in my life, I was big into sports and loved playing them. I played Little League. I dabbled in roller hockey in a little bit, but I found out very quickly that I wasn't good at playing sports. So I was like, we'll take a step back, and reality kind of set in. I said, okay, how can I find a way to get into the sports world to work in it on a daily basis? And I liked talking, and I always was starting to kind of imitate some of the broadcasters when I was playing video games, or even if I was watching a live game. So I said, hey, broadcasting would be a really neat path to go down. Let's see what I can do with this. So I started in high school. I went to Scarborough High School in Scarborough, Maine. And funny enough, our assistant coach, Derek Army, was a freshman at Scarborough the year after I graduated. So it's funny how the small world brings us back together here in Wheeling now. But I did literally every sport with the exception of football. I did PA announcing for in high school. So I was doing soccer, field hockey, baseball, softball, lacrosse, basketball, ice hockey. Like, if there was the sport to do, I was doing it, and I absolutely loved it. I had an absolute blast with it. So did that through high school, then started to dip my toe in working in more organized, like, pro sports world, where I started at the very bottom of the totem pole working with the Portland Sea Dogs, the Red Sox AA affiliate, and I was in concessions for 2 years. So I was the guy who was cooking the French fries, which in April was the best job in the world, because, you know, it's cold in April in Maine, so you're right near the hot fryolator, so that was great. But flip it to July, and it might be one of the worst spots to be in the ballpark, because it's just sweltering hot out. So I started from the bottom. I worked my way up. I got into the ticket office, just basically selling people tickets on the day of the game, answering the phones. And then their broadcaster, Mike Antonellis, who's a really good friend of mine to this day, gave me the opportunity to start to dive into the broadcast with some production, doing the board hopping at the studio, hosting the pre and post game show, did some color commentary, a little bit of play-by-play. I spent 9 years with the Sea Dogs, so they're very close to my heart. At the same time, I was doing an internship with the local sports radio station, the Big Jap, and got a chance to co-host a Saturday morning show. That started to open doors in the hockey world, and that's what ultimately led me to the Lewiston Maniacs of the QMJHL. I was their color commentator during the 2009-2010 season, working with Alex Reed, who's now in Jacksonville. Alex and I worked together for the first dozen games of the 10-11 season, and then he got the Wheeling job play-by-play, and so they were nice enough to bump me up to the play-by-play job in Lewiston. Did that for a year, the team folded, and then Alex ended up leaving Wheeling after 1 year and going to the Florida Everblades. That opened up Wheeling, and I got hired 8 days before the 11-12 season started, and I've been there ever since, so year number 10, here we are.
Who got you into the broadcasting field?
That's a good great question. Kind of a few different areas. I think that my work doing the public address announcing kind of started to get my foot into the door a little bit. Some of the people that I really looked up to growing up, Dave Ahlers was the play-by-play broadcaster for the Portland Pirates at that time. He's now at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, working very high up in their athletic department. But just kind of listening to him and talking to him and also talking with a lot of the local sports anchors really made me want to get into the industry. But I wouldn't be where I am today without Mike Antonellis and Alex Reed giving me the opportunities to work with them and really cement myself into the business.
Did you get to the chance to do broadcasting during your high school career?
No, I just did public address. We had a video production class. They had done some things on the local television station. They've done a lot more in recent years now that technology's helped them out. But unfortunately, I never really got to do play-by-play in high school. So really, it was around college time that started to get those gears and give me the reps that I needed on a more regular basis.
Last but not least, what has been the best call of your broadcasting career?
There's been some really neat moments that I've had, actually. So what I'll do is I'll start. Before I even got to Wheeling, I had a really neat chance with the Sea Dogs where they do futures at Fenway every few years where a couple of the Red Sox minor league affiliates get to play games at Fenway Park. So I actually had a chance to broadcast at Fenway Park, which as a diehard Boston sports fan, Fenway is pretty much the mecca. So to be able to say that I got to call some baseball at Fenway was a dream come true. But here we had a run to the Kelly Cup Finals in 2016, which is something that I'll never forget. The one game that really sticks out the most was Game 7 overtime in the second round against the Reading Royals, and we scored with 37 seconds left in overtime to win the series, and Riley Brace scored the winner, and people still imitate the Riley Brace call to this day, which makes me feel good because I was able to nail it and not mess it up. It's easy to mess up a situation like that where all the eyes are on and it's such a big moment. But that goal will forever live in my memory. And then obviously we went on and we won the conference final in South Carolina in Game 7 in their building. That was a little bit of a less dramatic game that had three goals in the third period to win 5-2. But that whole run was something that anybody who was a part of it, whether it be the players, the staff, the fans, like that was a really special group. And I'm forever thankful that I got that opportunity to live it. And of course, like I said, the Game 7 Riley Brace was just the icing on that cake.
Thank you, DJ. And that was the voice of the Wheeling Nailers, DJ Abascelli.
No problem, Luke. Anytime, man.
All right. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Luke's Inside Corner. The guest will be the new broadcaster for the Seattle Kraken, Everett Fitzhugh.